Are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves.
Trying to give them the flow to ride waves with. I'd rather drown than to be chained on that slave ship. Spill out my heart and hope it lives for generations. With my back against the wall, family my foundation. Making up for lost time while practicing my patience. Took a few losses, bet I bounce back before the day end. Confidence thinking while time running thin. Need you to feel me like nerves in my skin. Will you forgive me for all my dirty sins?
I go by the name of C. Valente. My music is a lost art, I feel. It's something that a lot of people have a hard time doing because it is raw emotion, it's substantial, and it's definitely needed in the times we live in now. Growing up in Salt Lake, I've had a lot of different experiences. I've had the opportunity to see two different perspectives. A perspective of rock bottom, meaning being homeless, not having anywhere to live, being raised by a single mother of six. And I've also had the opportunity to have a home in nice neighborhoods from time to time, even though it was short and very brief. It still allowed me to see how other kids were living on a day-to-day basis. My relationship with Salt Lake, I would say, it's kind of a hate-love relationship because I seen a part of Salt Lake that doesn't exist no more, the homeless shelter before they ripped it up, and I hated it. But as I grew older and I learned how to navigate the world on my own, I started to fall in love with that type of scenery because there's something beautiful about seeing a community so low, but knowing that there is a kid in that community that could do great stuff.
Got the point, I'm finna prove it, nigga. Forrest Gump, I've been running for a long time. Can't stop, keep on running, cause I won't mind. Tell me something other than the shit that you got. Faking like you solid, I could tell that you not. Times get hard, niggas tucking they tip. I've been on this journey by myself, nigga. Oh well, it's way too deep, I can't climb out. I wish you could pause life like a timeout. I've been working on the nigga I'm supposed to be. If I don't trust you, nigga, you ain't getting close to me.
I went to Slick. I was enrolled as an auto mechanic. Figured that probably won't be the best route for me because, I mean, I've basically been famished throughout my childhood, so a life of hard labor is not one for me. So I dropped out of that. I took a music theory class, and I just fell in love with everything it had to offer. I was just captivated by how I can express myself, or that composer expressed him or herself through melodies and harmonies. It was beautiful because I've always bottled stuff in, and once I found out I could let those emotions go, it changed the game for me. It was just something inside, like, I could write anything on this paper right now, call it a song, and it's gonna be unapologetic, like, people are gonna either accept it or not.
Time after time I pray, even though she was messing with Biggie, bro, I gotta keep faith. Now they wanna cut my wings cause I'm locked in a cage. Lord, give me a sign, please. Give me some time, please. Let me water my seed and watch it rise, please. Watch this high school dropout turn Ivy League scholar. Is it Yale? Is it Harvard? Misconception that we only make it out from balling or rapping. Some people found God and stopped trapping. Don't blame them. Now they ain't trapped in. Pray they sharing the knowledge with other factions. Some people lost. Damn, some people lost. Y'all, some people lost.
Yo, some people lost.
Back then, they probably killed me because my black skin.
Now I get PTSD when I'm in traffic. Don't stop me. 10-4, do you copy?
Another black man down. Huh. Another black man down.
With those first songs, like all the music I have on streaming platforms, like that's all the stuff I wrote a year and a half, 2 years ago. So like that was a whole different mindset than I'm in now. I feel like what I was trying to get across back then was like, I'm hurt. Other people are hurt too. Hopefully they could resonate with it. But that was just me getting all this stuff out of my body. I was just doing a detox of myself. Going forward, I'm trying to get across that, like, there's communities and there's kids out here who live how I lived in different cities and states who go through the same shit I go through, but don't think, like, they don't know that a little black boy in Utah goes through this shit too. Like, I took a trip to Compton and I spent some time out there, a day out there, and I just tried to connect because I seen so many young boys that I seen myself in terms of like not having it. Like, it's obviously a different culture out there, but in terms of like not having it, being at the bottom, nobody thinks you ever gonna be shit. So I feel like with this upcoming collection of work, it's gonna be that. It's gonna be, look, there's a young black Crooked Smile artist in Utah who knows how you feel, because I went through it too.
Perfect day for me to die today. I'ma die today. You the lost words, better find a way. I'ma die today. Perfect day for me to die today. Thought I found love, but you found a perfect hiding place.
I had people around, like, obviously my older brothers would be like, you shouldn't do this. You want this for yourself, but it's the same people who's like, we gotta do this way. Try this out. So it was kind of, they're not practicing what they preaching. They're just, they want better for me, but they know that may never come because it never came for them. So I really had to pull myself together in a point of time when I was down and really look at the road. Like, do I want to continue on this path I'm going on, like, and follow all these other cars, meaning like my family members and everybody else, or do I want to get off that exit right now and go down this neighborhood I ain't never been down before? And that's really what it was just being hard on myself. Like, if I don't do it, who's gonna do it? I got like 25 nieces and nephews right now, and their parents are obviously the same role models that they were to me. Like, yeah, you should do this, but you see how we live, you know what I mean? So it was really like, if I'm not doing it now, nobody's gonna do it, and for generations my people are still gonna have this hand of cards they can't utilize properly unless I break that wall down, unless I crash through that glass ceiling. Taking this on has shaped me into this image for my people, where in the future, like, it's really going to mean something. Like, Si Valente is really going to mean so much more than Si Valente, a black hip-hop artist from Salt Lake. It's going to mean, like, an entrepreneur. It's going to mean a cultural leader. It's going to mean so many things. Taking all this on and experiencing what I've experienced has shaped me into that voice for my people, that guidance.
They say money ain't shit if you die, that's what I'm needing. Cause I'm just trying to live, I got my mind on succeeding. Whisper I'm the best and now my soul, my lyrics bleeding. Got my son on the way, I see his moving, room receding. Time's of the essence, supply him with a feast and make him grateful for his presence. Steps I need to take to step on stage and make my presence. Hope my older years are golden cause I hustle in my present tense. Whoa, tomorrow's never promised, so I'm out to earn it now. My efforts got me stretching where I reach with bourbon now. My efforts got me sweating. Slow
breathe. You're about to listen to Breathe. Means to me exactly what the title is. Just breathe. Don't take anything too serious. Enjoy your moment. Enjoy every second you got. because you might not have another chance to breathe. When I wrote that, I was homeless at the time. I was sleeping in my sister's living room shortly after I got kicked out, but I was sleeping in her living room, and I wrote that, and it was just all my pent-up anxiety that I had. I felt like I was kind of just suffocating myself, like I was embracing an early death because I wasn't taking those deep breaths, and I wasn't allowing the air to circulate throughout my body. But it's bittersweet. If God real, then why the fuck he take my... See, Valente. Forgive me, please.
Yondu.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to change the world, just the people inside. I'm trying to be the bigger man and not cling to my pride. It's also hard when you catch your loved ones in a lie. They want to hang with his noose, put it on like a tie. Them sever ties now, huh? I used to walk and take the bus alone, so why the fuck these people trying to ride now? They frequency distorted, we can't vibe now. Suicide ain't on my mind, they trying to take my life now. Y'all used to scroll past my music on your timeline, huh? So what's the reason that you like it now? Fuck it, while you here, go share and comment. Even though you hate me, there's a lot of things we share in common. We both want better, cause we never had nothing. We both struggled in return, we turned a bag hustling. Both our parents also come from the jump. I'm spreading love throughout the air, while you folding your lungs by holding your breath, puffing your chest, at that rate, you'll embrace an early death. I'm trying to give a little love, cause in this world ain't much left. Trying to give a little love, cause in this world ain't much left. Breathe, yo.
Breathe. Breathe. Yo, let that shit circulate.
I'm trying to spread a little love, cause in this world ain't much left. I was battling my demons, missed my son's first steps. All this pain up in my heart, man, it's tearing up my chest. What if I die today? This verse is my last breath, huh? Hard to stomach, can't wash it down with regret. You constantly say you love me, but kept a secret. What's next?
Breathe. Breathe. CVALENTE.com. CVALENTE.com. Connect with me on Instagram at C.V4LENTA. CVALENTE. I've been working on a body of work with a few of my people over here at the label that we plan on releasing to. So just expect bodies of work from me, merchandise, everything that these mainstream artists are offering you. I'm gonna have that coming soon too. Just not the hype. It's gonna be like some J. Cole shit.
Well, hopefully you can see it now. Hopefully you can see it now. Hopefully you can see it now. Everything happened for a reason, huh?
If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.